answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The Democratic Party should say, we have an understanding of where this economy is going. We understand the future. Trump is kind of a 1980s guy stuck in the 19th century. We have a 21st century vision to make sure that every family and every community are going to have success and independence in a modern economy.
Yeah, there's a Democrat, California Democrat, Ro Khanna. I like him for numerous reasons, but he's basically saying to his own party, we need to be expressing our message that we know what we're doing and we have a vision for the economy and for you, and that Trump is stuck back in the 70s or wherever. He's complaining that his party is not communicating properly. Yep, that's it. We have a miscommunication here. We have a miscommunication, but unfortunately, it applies to him speaking to his own party. They're not listening either. They're going to continue down the trail of saying everything's going to be on the Republicans and it's their fault. We don't need to present a vision. The American people realize we know what they're doing and the Trump administration doesn't. They're betting money on it. I mean, literally, for their campaigns and so forth. But Ro Khanna was out there saying we need to get the word out that we will be successful. Trump is stuck back in the 60s or wherever. But they're not listening, and we've got some perfect examples still to come. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA. Glad to have you with us. We're here every Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. I always remind you that you can always watch the program. How do you do that? Well, you go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook. And after every program, each will appear as a podcast for you. Again, available at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook. You can pull up either the audio and or video if you want. Every program gets posted. I'll also remind you that you can absolutely submit your information for us at LarryConnorsUSA.com, and we will send the program to you automatically every day. You get in your mail. You get to it when you have a chance. I want to take a moment to remind you we have our food drive underway. Feed My People. We're working with the St. Louis County Republicans, three of our great sponsors, and others in trying to help people in need. You can get more information about it on the Newstalk STL Facebook. Please visit that Facebook. The effort to feed and help those in need has never been greater than where we are at this point in our nation. Partly because we have, thank you, Joe Biden, millions of folks who should not even be in our nation, and they're sucking up resources. Well, I don't want anyone who came in, even illegally, not to be able to have something over their head for shelter, and we certainly don't want them to go hungry. So what resources we have been strained and stretched until we get this sorted out. Reminding you again, with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to know more at the end of this hour than you do right now. And later in this hour, we are going to deal with the J6 bomber identified, or suspect identified today. Finally, why the delay, and why do we have the left acting like, well, it has not been our fault, it's been the Trump administration's fault? Biden took office on that day of January 6th. It took all this time? Come on. And then Trump came in January earlier, too. Why is it taking so long for it to be released here now? We'll get into that still to come. In the meantime, this is a fraud that's been going on in Minnesota. $1 billion worth of fraud and focusing out of the Somalia community. Congresswoman Yayapal of Washington State has been with others saying that, you know, we want to make sure who we go after. And she wants you to understand that before you even do that, she wants to praise and pat herself on the back that she and other leftists have put together a bill that will again take your money. While we're talking about all this fraud taking place in Minnesota and elsewhere across the nation, she wants you to focus on how we can use your federal dollars to help the illegals that are here. Yes, they are, again, a failure to communicate, Congresswoman Yayapal.
Our Dignity for Detained Immigrants Act has a remarkable, unprecedented 123 original co-sponsors. Before we've even introduced it, 123 co-sponsors, and it overhauls the detention system. It drastically scales back the use of detention. It ensures that every single immigrant who is in detention has their human and civil rights protected. Our bill also phases out the use of private for-profit detention centers. It prohibits the detention of children and families and makes it harder to detain primary caregivers and vulnerable people like pregnant women or seniors or workers who are whistleblowing on unscrupulous employers. It requires DHS to allow members of Congress to do our jobs and conduct those unannounced inspections that hold these facilities accountable.
There we go.
As an immigrant myself.
Yeah, and she is an immigrant from Somalia. She and her family came here under our asylum program when she was 8 years old. And then later she became a U.S. citizen and now a member of Congress. And she said, I know how things go with immigrants when they come here, so we need to make sure that we have protection for them. But she's talking about using your federal dollars to protect illegal aliens, and we provide lawyers for them and everything else. And then she did mention we need to be careful about the oversight of where this money goes to third-party groups. We should not let that happen. And yet you guys have pushed for that with your NGOs or non-government organizations. Just dump tons of U.S. dollars into their funds for them to go do a one- or two-job mission. And they'll find a way to spend all the money. Which brings us back to the Minnesota fraud. Based with inside the Somalia community. $1 billion basically stolen. And at least 500 members of the Minnesota State Health Department had been complaining and sending up flags and trying to blow the whistle on all of this. Governor Walz was not responding. He was absolutely ignoring it. So when we do get Minnesota Congresswoman Omar on Jake Tapper, he does ask about this situation with your Somalia residents.
Okay. Can you shed any light on why the fraud got so out of control in Minnesota?
I think what happened is that, you know, when you have these kind of new programs that are designed to help people, you're oftentimes relying on third parties to be able to facilitate. And I just think that a lot of the COVID programs that were set up, they were set up so quickly that a lot of the guardrails did not get created.
Oh, she absolutely deflected the question. She wants to jump back to COVID when all that was put together. That had nothing to do with $1 billion of what was happening in Minnesota. Not directly. You could find a linkage, I agree. But she's trying to say it's the way the government put the COVID issues together. They didn't put up the guardrails. These folks were going to go. We had laws in place. We have laws right now. You cannot take this money and use it for personal use. But they did. They knew it's the law. It's written there. Deflection is one of the prime attributes to be a Democrat lately. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy, Republican, went on a righteous rant over this fraud.
It's deeply disgusting. I mean, it is clown world on steroids. And when I first read about this, Mr. President, I read it a second time. because I experienced slack-jawed astonishment. And when I read it a second time and I realized it was true, I just wanted to run away screaming. What am I talking about, Mr. President? We have discovered, the federal prosecutors have discovered, that for the last 5 years, there has been massive welfare fraud in the great state of Minnesota.
Yep, that's exactly what has been laid out. The only thing is that Kennedy was giving more credit to federal prosecutors uncovering it. But again, I point out the fact that at least 500 employees of the state health department say they had been signing and sending red flags and alerts and notices that were money's being stolen from us, taken from our public, not going as it should. But Governor Walz was doing nothing. You didn't really expect him to jump in and do something, did you? Come on. You seen the guy? Of course you have. He was Kamala Harris's running mate. Boy, that would have been a mess if we'd ended up with the two of them. So you have clear evidence of fraud as to who's specifically being involved. Well, one couple, a husband and wife, facing prison because investigators say they stole, just between the two of them, $7 million. $7 million. They were building programs to help autistic children or something. They had no program. They had no operation other than their house and a mailbox. There's a new way to get rich, folks. You got a house or some place to stay? You got nothing else? You got a mailbox? Go down and rent one. You open it the next day, there'll be $7 million in there for you if you're trying to scheme and cheat the American public. But here's the deal. All of this is coming out of Minnesota, focusing on the Somalia community. And Senator John Kennedy, while he's trying to call it out, he felt compelled, and I understand, because when you start doing this, you go down this road, you have to work. You almost have to cower a little bit because you're going to be labeled a racist. He knew that. He was doing everything in his effort to go over the top and make it clear that I'm not doing this because they're Somalia. I'm not. That's not the issue. He's trying to make it clear. I'm not being racist. I want you to listen to it. And I want you to keep in mind how sometimes the same thing hits you when you're trying to complain about an issue that might involve, quote, an ethnic minority group or gender group, and some are saying, you're just disgusting. Really? Well, the act they did was disgusting. Don't lay that upon me and try to claim that I'm the one that's doing something wrong here. Louisiana Senator Kennedy.
There's been a lot of allegations about racism in these reports. They're saying, oh, you're just picking on the Somali community. I'm not. And I don't think the American people are. I think what they're picking on are crooks.
Yep.
They're picking on crooks. Everything I just gave you are facts, Mr. President. Has nothing to do with race. But it is a fact that these $1 billion schemes were cooked up by leaders in the Somali community in Minneapolis and in Minnesota. And it is a fact that most of the businesses that participated in this fraud and this thievery were run by people of Somali ancestry.
But you're not trying to be a racist? Well, how many times do you have to mention Somalia, Senator Kennedy? You kept throwing the word Somalia in there. And Somalia. You know and I know what he was trying to do, but he again felt compelled. We have reached a point in a nation. If you're going to express a view, you got to preface it with, now, before I say what I'm going to say, understand I'm not a racist, I'm not a misogynist, I'm not chauvinist, I'm whatever you're going to label me, don't. Listen to what I have to say and then look at the facts. And that is, again, the issue that Senator Kennedy is dealing with. This is a sitting U.S. senator dealing with a crime that has obviously been exposed and charges against almost 80 people, and the number could grow. And it all involved Somalia residents or businesses in the state of Minnesota, Governor Walz. But the sitting U.S. senator, before he gets into the issue, he's got to repeatedly claim and state, I'm not doing this as a racist attack. Why have we allowed that to happen? We've been cowered into the corner. We have. I know that. You know that. I have it in my own personal circle sometimes. I know whatever I say, I got to be careful. This person over there, they're going to think that I'm going to be, you know, an over-the-top racist regarding whatever.
It is disgusting, Mr. President. Disgusting. We're trying to put together a budget right now. And we've got state officials in Minnesota, because they wanted votes, that are allowing people in their state who were crooks to steal $1 billion from the American taxpayer. Money that could have gone to people who really were homeless, and children who really were hungry, and kids who, through no fault of their own, really were autistic, instead of stolen, a portion of which allegedly was sent to a terrorist organization in Somalia. Man, these people ought to all be put in jail, including the politicians.
Yep.
Makes me want to stick my head in an oven.
Senator Kennedy, makes me want to stick my head in the oven because of what this has been going on. And we've allowed it to go on, and it would continue. It would continue if we did not have the Trump administration in place. You do understand that. Everything that's taking place in Minnesota over the last 4+ years, it was happening primarily under the Biden administration, and whistleblowers are calling attention to it, but it was ignored. Well, you can't really bring up these charges. It's going to sound like you're racist. Get off that wagon. Coming up, the J6 bombing suspect identified by the FBI today. And video which could have been shared with the public long ago, now shared after they have a suspect in custody. What is going on with this story to begin with, and where is it going from here? Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington, always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. vincentsjewelers.com. vincentsjewelers.com. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, I started out with $1 gambled with a man and I won me another. Bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys. Gonna be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Wait. This is CNN breaking news.
All right, we do have breaking news. CNN has learned that an arrest has been made in the Washington, D.C. January 6th pipe bomb investigation. You will remember that on the morning of the riots around the Capitol, there were also pipe bombs that were found at both the Republican National Committee and the Democratic National Committee headquarters. CNN has now learned that an arrest has been made. Let's get right to CNN's Evan Perez for the latest on this. Evan, what are you learning?
Yeah, John, this has been a long-running investigation, a five-year investigation that the FBI has focused dozens of agents. They've looked at thousands of tips that have come in, video, hundreds of pieces of video. And this morning, the FBI has made an arrest.
But I keep saying no, 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 because every time they say this has been a five-year investigation, I say BS. Pull the BS card on it. It has not been under investigation really 5 years. Well, supposedly it was under the Biden administration that they were continuing to work through it after the incident was carried out January 5, 2021. So now they now have a 30-year-old Brian Cole Jr. of Woodbridge, Virginia, in custody for this. They claim that he placed the two pipe bombs near the Republican and Democrat Republican National headquarters. About the same time, thousands of protesters were beginning to descend on the Capitol over the 2020 election results. And now the FBI, is releasing video footage of the guy. Why wasn't that released earlier? Why wasn't that presented and wallpapered everywhere? Granted, you're going to get thousands and thousands of misleads, but someone might spot something that they know about this particular person no one else knows. In fact, they might know that this guy that is featured in the video, they know he always likes to wear his Nike Air Max Speed Turf sneakers. And they would have seen that, said that could be, and this is a white guy. But the video shows him clearly wearing the gray hoodie, the Nike Air Max Speed Turf sneakers, a, quote, COVID mask. Told you COVID mask would be used for so many opportunities to carry out crime. I mean, I'm wearing this protecting you and myself from health issues. No, you're not. You're trying to hide. And he had on glasses and gloves. By the end of Feb 2021, and it began this incident took place on January 5, 2021. The next day is when they discovered the pipe bombs. But by the end of Feb 2021, 60 days later, according to a congressional report, a possible result of credible leads were drying up. There's nothing else to be found. You're 60 days into this thing and you're deciding, oh, there's nothing else to look for here. Let's walk away. That was the Biden administration. Make clear you understand that. So there was no real investigation all this time. There might have been one or two FBI agents, maybe even on their own, looking for information. FBI Deputy Director now, Dan Bongino, suggested the planting of the bombs was an inside job. He made those remarks prior to joining the Bureau. And back in May, he told Fox News authorities that we're closing in on suspects, but it has taken up to now that they were found. The Washington field officer of the FBI back in that time has since retired, but he did say that these pipe bombs were viable devices that could have been detonated, resulting in serious injury or death. He did testify before the House Judiciary Committee that the devices had one-hour timers that had lapsed. He said, I don't know if the timers would have set them off or not. The first pipe bomb was discovered by a woman near the Republican National Headquarters. Said she was in an alleyway doing laundry when she saw it. She told a nearby police officer about it. This all according to investigative reports at that point. And obviously that set off a furious search, and that's when they found the second bomb outside the DNC, which Kamala Harris had been visiting that very day. But why is it taking this long? Why did they not release this footage long before now? Because that was the complaint I had all along. There is nowhere in this country you can go nowadays that you're not likely to be caught on some kind of video cam or somebody's cell phone. And they did not put all that out and put it across the nation for everyone to see. You see clearly the guy that they're charging with this at this point is placing the devices under the bench where he was sitting for a period of time. Then walks, that was at the RNC, then later goes over to the DNC and does the same thing. Why did it take this long for all this to come out? What else is being covered up in here? Now, I'm not saying there is, but I got to tell you, and this does not depend simply because Trump is in or not in office. It's a matter to me if I've seen enough cover-ups and investigations, as you probably have now as well. You're going to raise a question. You're going to raise a question. Why are we so late to the table on this thing? Again, the most disturbing issue for me when they're claiming 2 months into the investigation under the Biden administration, oh, we found all we can. There are no credible leads yet to be found. We'll just move on. Just move on. I've been watching all day for something that would back up more details as to what was happening during the so-called five-year investigation. I can't find it. It may come out tomorrow, but I can't find anything now that would support that they were actually actively investigating. So when they say this is a five-year investigation that we've now solved, I don't know that you have solved it, first of all. And secondly, I refuse to accept the fact it's been 5 years investigating to get to this point. With the man being charged, and as he makes his defense in court, and the prosecutors lay out more, we'll get details of how they're making the connection that the guy in the video is the same and the one they have in custody. FBI agents have been at his house all day. And I'm sure if he has an office, they've been doing that as well. The only information they released, a viable reference at this point, 30-year-old male, Brian Cole Jr. of Washington. They don't say he's white, but looking at the video, I think the guy is white. That does immediately dispense the stories that were circulating in the beginning that this was something that it probably involved so-called MAGA people Same ones who went after Capitol Police in D.C. We're going to have to see this thing sort out for a period of time. I don't want you to jump to the conclusion, oh, they have solved who planted the pipe bombs. First of all, the process for the guy that's been arrested, he is not innocent in the views of some, because that's him, right? Well, he had something in a bag, he put it under there. Can you make the actual linkage beyond that? And our premise in this country is you are presumed innocent, correct? So we have to make that presumption and carry it forward. The only times I walk away from that approach, if there's video of someone carrying out a direct crime and it is caught on various source cameras, whatever, it's not AI, and it's clear and evident. If you get a guy who jumps out of a cab in downtown Manhattan and opens fire, just start shooting people all over, and police grab them while he's still got the gun in his hand, I won't say alleged shooter or alleged killer. Technically still is until a court trial. But a little common sense says that's the guy. Oh, that reminds me. If you missed our story behind the story today, where I'm in a police lineup and the witness picks me out as the killer suspect. Yeah, me. Did you miss that in our first hour? Oh, that's a shame. Oh, but you know what? You got a chance to hear it by going and pulling up our podcast. LarryConnorsUSA.com, News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. And you can pull up that 6 o'clock hour and listen to the story behind the story that we presented today. Now, some of you might out there be saying, well, Larry, I always suspected you were kind of a criminal anyway. Go ahead. I can be taunted. Coming up, sorry we didn't get a chance to get to yesterday. Obviously, it's going to affect you immediately. That involves what Trump is doing to get rid of the cafe restrictions. This is not a place to go dine. It has to do with car emissions and your cost.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
We welcome Tom Shaw Realtors, selling, buying, leasing property all over Missouri, almost 100 years. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, ShawRealtors.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. I just checked the events planned at Lit Cigar Lounge, so I'm planning a lot of time there. Top-of-the-line cigars, premium whiskey. Check out litstl.com and join me. Hey, and if we get hungry, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, just a few doors down. We can order from the menu, be at our table within minutes. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley and Lit Cigar Lounge, litstl.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Money, get away, get a good job.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
From day one, I've been taking action to make buying a car more affordable. I signed an executive order to end the unfair, expensive electric vehicle mandate. As you know, we had to have an electric car within a very short period of time, even though there was no way of charging them and lots of other things. It would have cost $5 trillion to build the charging plants. And as you know, in certain parts of the Midwest, they spent, to build 9 chargers, they spent $8 billion. So that wasn't working out too well. That was done before me, by the way. I wouldn't have let it go forward.
No, he would not have. That was President Trump announcing that he's going to get rid of the CAFE standards, the Carbon Emissions Pollution Act, that was increasing the cost on cars that were using gasoline. And basically the government, under the Joe Biden administration, thank you, trying to force you to go buy an electric car even if you didn't want one. Oh, but you have a charger everywhere. Well, no, you don't. And then on top of that, when you get there, are they going to be working? And then how long is it going to take for to charge the car versus put gas in and get back on the road? And as you heard the president point out, how much was spent supposedly putting in chargers, and they got 9 or 10 charging locations put in for billions of dollars already? Really? That make any sense? It does not. And you know it. And the car makers know it. And they also know the best thing we can do is give the customer what they want. And if we stick to the leftist standards of no gas technology, no gas emissions, nothing coal-driven for the rest of our lives, you're going to be cold, cold, cold in this winter. Which is another issue about the electric cars. I have a friend who has one. It's Tesla. He said, well, I got a great, rebate, but I could care less. That's fine. But I asked him, how's it working on charging? He said, I can tell there's a heavier drain on it because of the cold weather. It's a battery. That's going to happen. And when you're using it, it's going to drain it down quicker. And I'd also heard the other day that there is a bank of Tesla chargers. And I'm not picking on Tesla directly, except that's what the story involves, down in the Chesterfield area, and they were all down the other day. That was the way it was reported to me. I don't know if they meant that they weren't working because of the cold. That was right after one of the snows. And someone else said they were taking forever to charge. I don't know what the issue was. It's not my problem. I don't have an electric vehicle. Not going to buy one either. Well, I might end up buying, a hybrid. But I know gas works. But the issue, of course, with the gas cars, they were going to put so much pressure on the car makers and the buying public by federal standards, the CAFE standards, under the leftist leaning, how dare I say, the leftist implanted Biden administration and all this green energy project, they were going to restrict your ability to buy a car because it's going to cost too much. And in California, they already had it on the books as of a certain date. No more gas cars sold new in our state. Period. Trump made it clear, we're changing all that. We're ripping the CAFE standards up and dumping them.
I've never had a group of people come to me more powerfully and really just devastated that they had to do it. It was killing them than the automobile manufacturers, the tailpipe emission standards. And I can tell you, your people at Ford were coming to me all the time and they were saying, like, please, it doesn't do anything and it's killing us. And it's driving the cost through the roof. And we revoked Biden's emissions waiver for California so that California communists could not regulate the automobile industry and ruin the entire nation of automobiles. And they were doing that, too. But we have that now under control also with your governor who's got much more than he can control. Now, under the new rules being issued today by Secretary Duffy, the Department of Transportation will rescind the Biden fuel economy prices.
Yeah, get rid of it. Now, you heard the president, he had surrounding him at that point, the leaders and industrial representatives of numerous car makers, and he called out specifically Ford. The CEO, Jim Farley, had a reaction.
Today is a victory of common sense and affordability. We're very proud of Ford to be the number one auto producer in our country. 80% of the vehicles we sell here we make in our country. And we never left, unlike many of our competitors. We're the number one exporter, and we have the most auto factory workers. And this CAFE standard that is aligned with customer demand is the right move. For a lot of reasons. We were number two last year in EV sales, we were number three in hybrid, and we're the leading brand for combustion. We believe that people should be able to make a choice, as you said, Mr. President, and we will invest more in affordable vehicles. This allows us to invest in affordable vehicles made in the U.S., which we will take the lead on, and will allow us to make vehicles more affordable. So thank you for making this step for all of you.
It's going to be better for all of us. You don't want an American-made vehicle? That's fine. You don't want to have a gas vehicle? That's your decision. But you don't force me to get into an electric vehicle because that's what you think we should have. That's what the president just did, wiped all that out. That was the Ford CEO and his response as to how it's going to help us as car makers. And also, one of the others around the president at the time that had some remarks, the CEO of Stellantis.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great day for us at Stellantis today because it's the day where we see CAFE regulation reconcile with real customers' demand. That's why at Stellantis we decided to invest to Jeep, Ram, Dodge, and Chrysler $13 billion in the next 4 years. Increasing production by 50%, delivering to the market 5 new vehicles, and creating 5,000 additional jobs. That's because we believe in what you, Secretary Duffy, and all your team is doing in this country.
Yeah. Now, again, that is the head of Stellantis. I know a lot of folks say, well, what is that? Well, this was an automotive company formed back in 2021 with a merger of Fiat, Chrysler, and the PSA Group. Now designing, manufacturing, selling vehicles under 14 different brands. Listen up. Listen up. One of you is probably in here. Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Fiat, Lancia, Maserati. You having a Maserati? Well, good for you. Opel, Peugeot, Ram trucks. They're all part of that. But he's saying we're going to be able to build more of them. They build and sell under 14 different brand names. The car makers knew the best way to get you a car, a vehicle, to get you to come in and buy by first having something you wanted, and secondly, by having it at a price you could afford, at a base price. You want to add the extras? Then you balance it out. But when the federal government bigfoots in and says no car is going to be sold unless it meets these standards of emission control, the game changed. Now we're changing it again. We're going back to what works, and what works is putting more Americans to work and giving them the opportunity to have a vehicle they want. All of this is good, but I've been searching left and right, and by left and right, I mean really direction, not political, but I could add that as well, because primarily if I'm focusing on the left, I'm not seeing a lot of this. This is great news. They just want it to kind of go, you know, it's another one of those blips on their screen. Well, that idea didn't work too well. Wait till you hear about one of the newer ones. I'll get into some of that maybe in our commentary, maybe more tomorrow. To dim the sun. Dim the sun. That sounds like a Asian dish. It is dim sun. You ever had it? It's pretty good. That's not what this is. Spending money to dim the sun. That's a new green planet approach, as if we didn't learn from what we've done with windmills that don't work, all the rest of these resources. They want to push that. In the meantime, Commerce Secretary Lutnick says we would know that most Americans still want to own a home at some point. We know mortgage rates are an issue. He said when POTUS left office talking about Trump, they were 33 years old and they were facing, because of Biden inflation, basically the average home buyer being 33, but Biden inflation pushed it to age 40. He said, we're going to reverse the clock. We're going to get the mortgage rates back in line. We're going to make it possible for average Americans to own their own home.
But the key is we want to keep the mortgage rates low for America. The fundamental first driver is let's keep mortgage rates as low as possible. We've got a lot of ideas in the offing, and that's bringing them all together to drive mortgage rates down. Remember, you've got first-time mortgage buyers because of the Biden inflation, 40 years old. That is just broken. When Donald Trump left office, they were 33 years old, the average home buyer. And then because of Biden's inflation, it went up to 40. Donald Trump is on it, and we're going to, you know, focus on that kind of opportunity.
For young Americans, you should applaud that news over and over again. You might not start thinking about having a home, much less a marriage or a family, until generally 20, mid-20s, maybe early. But when you're there and you're making those decisions, you want the opportunity. Can there any way I can? Well, currently under the Biden administration, and if it continued to have gotten worse, no, you wouldn't be able to. You would not be able to own your own home. I've owned homes, thank God, I've had the ability to do so, but I will also tell you, I'm at a point in my life I don't care about owning a home. I sold them. I will rent. I know it's money going up in the air that I won't get back, but that's okay. I'm also not spending money on what you need to repair different things around the house. That's going to be a decision for you, your grandkids to make. You want to be able yourself to make a decision that you want, and you hope the same for your grandkids. And I hope and wish it for you and your family as well. And with Trump back in office, we can again look at so-called common sense, which is, yes, not so common lately, has it? Speaking of common sense, let me advise you, do not get near a drunk raccoon. Where the hell did that come from, Larry? Well, it was in the back of my mind, but There is in Virginia a perfect example of what happens when animals get into fermented fruit in some cases, or in some cases, directly into the alcohol. And it happened with a raccoon that hit a party shop, got into the store, rummaged through the shelves, and got the liquor all busted up and got into the liquor. And it wasn't discovered until employees showed up to open the business again and realized, what the hell happened? Somebody came in here and throwing stuff everywhere and several bottles of alcohol busted open? What was to cause? What was to blame? They look in the bathroom. They look in the bathroom and there's a drunken raccoon passed out on the floor. Don't know if he went in there to kind of throw up or not. And who's holding his tail back out of the bowl? Come on. I can't do this. I can't. But it's a legit story. And it is also legit. There are cases. In fact, I saw a story that noted that about a dozen different cases of drunken animals losing control because they either got into someone's liquor stash or they end up eating fermented fruit that's been left up. The raccoon apparently is going to be okay. It does not appear he's going to be booked and held for breaking and entering and burglary and drinking the alcohol. They're going to put him back out in the wild. Well, he was wild enough. Why'd you do that? Let him stay. But somebody's got to go in there and clean up the mess, and then they've got to explain to them this customer came in and did all this, and we took him to a shelter to sober up before we let him go. All of these bottles broken all around and a drunken raccoon passed out near the toilet. That's the way your day starts Believe me, you have to ask, what else could happen? I agree. What else could happen? I do want to remind you of our food drive at Newstalk STL, along with the St. Louis County Republicans and some of our sponsors. Go to Newstalk STL Facebook or newstalkstl.com, and you'll see how you can contribute. They're collecting non-perishable goods that will be distributed. We've got barrels set up. You just bring the food in, and we'll make sure the food gets to where it needs. It needs to go. You'll be helping. We thank you in advance for that. As always, we appreciate you listening to Larry Connors USA. We will be back tomorrow at 6. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.